If you want to stop Muslim radicalization, you need to start where they recruit. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, we're going to take a look at why they're targeting a certain people group and how to get in front of the problem. And then stay tuned to learn about a live show that's coming out about the church under fire and grace. Details on that story in just a moment. But let's start today in the UK, where following last weekend's London terror attack, police discovered one of the attackers tried to radicalize young children. Now, that's not a surprise, as extremists often look to indoctrinate the most vulnerable people.
Well, you're seeing sort of in bits and pieces in the midst of this mass of refugees and these displaced peoples, you're seeing these profiles of kind of the angry young people, young men particularly, seeking a purpose and then being influenced by more radical leaders.
Research shows that education gives children hope of a better future, which steers them away from violence. Teach Beyond is one ministry, providing kids around the world with the tools and skills that they need to be successful. And the central focus is on the gospel. Teach Beyond's Howard Duick.
We are a Great Commission organization focused on reaching people with the gospel and discipling them through a Christ-centered education. And our heartbeat is to see healing come to their lives with so much trauma, to see them know Christ, to encounter Christ through dealing with their trauma.
If you want to come alongside this ministry, there are multiple ways you can get involved. You can pray, give, or go. Learn more at missionnews.org. Next, Ramadan is in full swing right now, but this month, where Muslims fast and seek God, provides a unique opportunity for believers to share the gospel and to pray. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
Also a time where the Muslims feel like this is one of their five pillars of Islam, of observing Ramadan, and they believe that by their works they get closer to God. But there are many Muslims who really yearn to know, who is God? How can I have a connection with Him? Most Muslims would never think of having a personal relationship with God. That's a very distinctively Christian concept. But during this season, this month, they are very open to learning about how they can connect with God. So if Christians are willing to engage them in conversations, it's a great time to strike while the iron is hot, so to speak.
Now, the month of Ramadan leads up to a very special night. This year, June 24th, the Night of Power. During this night, Muslims believe God pays special attention to their prayers, so it's also during this time that mature Christians can intercede. So please, would you pray for FMI partners to be inspired to share the gospel with those around them, and pray for eyes to be open to God's truth. Get the details on Ramadan and how to be praying at missionnews.org. And finally, Voice of the Martyrs Canada is taking booking inquiries for their one-man live stage show called Solitary Refinement. Now, this performance depicts the imprisonment of Richard Wurmbrand. He's the Voice of the Martyrs founder who was jailed and tortured for 14 years in communist Romania for preaching the gospel. VOM Canada's CEO Doug McKenzie says Solitary Refinement will tour across Canada later this year.
The venues that we're looking for are typically church venues. And we're not charging the church anything for the performance. We just simply take a free will offering.
So if your church is interested, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And ultimately, says McKenzie,
the telling of this story in particular causes the church to ask a very important fundamental question. And the question is simply, am I prepared to die for my faith? And the stark reality that is there is that, in fact, even as we ask that question, there are people today all over the world who are, in fact, dying for their faith. That coming up against the modern day realities of materialism and other things which distract us in the church takes us right to the heart of the matter and right to the heart of God.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. So have you ever considered the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper? I mean, you read it multiple times a day. Why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for this ministry as it distributes God's word in sign language. To get yours, click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.